Demi Lovato called a hypocrite for promoting dieting after attacking a frozen yogurt shop for offering diet foods. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 3, 2021. Left-wing actress and impeached Trump singer Demi Lovato was roasted and called a hypocrite for appearing to promote dieting by wielding a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar microphone during an interview at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Just 1 month after launching a full-blown attack on a frozen yogurt shop for offering diet foods in its store. Viewers quickly took to social media to slam Lovato and accuse her of promoting diet foods with a sugar-free branded microphone. She had 1 month earlier attacked the Los Angeles frozen yogurt shop, The Big Chill, because she was triggered after seeing sugar-free cookies and other diet foods available in the store. Demi Lovato in April, finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from The Big Chill when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies slash other diet foods before you get to the counter, pointed out one Twitter user. Demi Lovato in May. Weren't you there to promote sugar-free Dr. Pepper after trying to get a place shut down for serving diet Froyo? Inquired one social media user who responded to the singer's tweet regarding her experience at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from The Big Chill, when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies slash other diet foods before you get to the counter, another Twitter user commented. Do better. Please. Why do you all love someone who tries destroying a small business cause they had sugar-free cookies yet was okay with a DP Zero Sugar mic? She seems like a hypocrite who is only okay with sugar-free if that sugar-free is giving her money, another said. This is ironic because not too long ago Demi Lovato called out a frozen yogurt company for having sugar-free food, such as sugar-free cookies, which they thought created a harmful message, another Twitter user wrote. Miserable, you are just awful. Virtue signaling, hypocrite, shallow and one-dimensional personality, another commented. A representative for Lovato responded to the backlash, telling Page Six that Demi was doing a promotional stop for the award show as a good partner to iHeart. They've apologized for comments made weeks ago and have moved on to focus on their cause work in the area of eating disorder awareness and pride, the representative added. Sugar-free cookies and diet culture are not the only thing Lovato has been ranting about recently. Last week, the gun control-pushing singer claimed the patriarchy has prevented her from coming out as non-binary sooner. Last month, just months after coming out as pansexual, Lovato came out as non-binary, and said she will now be using the pronouns they and them to refer to herself. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.